Hare Krishna, Bhagavad Gita cities, chapter number 9, the most confidential knowledge, text number 26.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya, Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya, Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya, Patram Pushpam Palam Doyam, Yome Bhakta Prayachate, Tadaham Bhakta Upakratam, Ashnami Priyatatmanaham, Patram Pushpam Palam Doyam, Yome Bhakta Prayachate, Tadaham Bhakta Upakratam, Ashnami Priyatatmanaham.
Translation and purport by His Divine Grace S.E. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada, the founder Acharya of International Society for Krishna Consciousness, Jashla Prabhupada. If one offers me with love and devotion a leaf, a flower, a fruit, or water, I will accept it.
Om Ajnanatimirandasya Jnananjana Salakaya Saksharanmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaham. Nama Om Vishnu Vadaya Krishna Prashtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swamin Yati Naminim Namaste Saraswati Devai Gauravani Pracharinim Nirvishesha Sunyavadi Pashata Deshataranim. Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna. Now we are in chapter 9, the most confidential knowledge, text number 26. Many times people wrongly think that God is demanding, He is asking us to do offerings and so many things, so He is filling His belly with our offerings only. So many times the people think like this way, oh, I have to offer something to God, so then only He will live, He will be happy. So in this way, many times the people think that Lord is depending on our offering. But actually, He is not depending on our offering. He is actually the Supreme Krishna. He is a Supreme Personality of Godhead. He is the owner of this world and He is actually creator of this world. He is actually Atmaramasya Munayaho. Atmaramasya Munayaho means He is a self-satisfied. He is not at all depending on our offering. So one may ask the question, then why we should ask, why we should offer to the Supreme Personality Godhead Sri Krishna? Because that is for our own benefit. When we offer anything to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, then we are get blessings. We are getting blessings, then it get purified. When we offer food to the Supreme Personality of Godhead Sri Krishna, then it become prasad. Even though the normal food, it's become the prasad. The difference between food and prasad, food is actually not pure. Prasadam is completely pure. One who is eating prasad, and his body will get purified. The normal food, it will not be, we will not get purified. So that's why we are actually offering to the Supreme Lord, then we are accepting as a Mahaprasadam. So the Supreme Lord, He has actually given everything to us. Just like, for example, if the king is there, and if he is a good king, what he will do? He will provide all facility to the citizens. So what the citizens will do? It is our gratitude. The citizens will help the king. So similarly, the Supreme Lord is created and He is given everything. It is just like only a gratitude. Oh my Lord, You are giving everything. I am just offering to You as a gratitude. God, one may ask the question, okay, God is expecting a small offering or a big offering? So this question maybe is there in our mind. So God bring a diamond or gold or rich, anything the Lord is expecting like this way, one should offer me diamond, or one should offer me gold or emerald or so many rich items, so one should offer. So in this way, Supreme Lord is expecting? Completely no. He's actually is not at all expecting any valuable things. He is expecting only bhakti. In the shloka, if we see, patram pushpam palam doyam yomi bhaktya. He says, bhakti upakritam. Tadaham bhaktya upakritam. Two times Krishna used bhakti word in this shloka. So he is actually expecting only bhakti. So Srila Prabhupada mentioned in the purport that even poor man also can serve the Supreme Personality of Godhead. One cannot say, oh, God is looking. If God is looking for a diamond, emerald and so many things, the poor man may ask the question, oh, he is asking a diamond, gold, emerald, so many things. I don't have anything. How can I offer something to the Supreme Lord? So one may ask this question. But actually, Krishna is not asking so many valuable things. What he is asking? Patram pushpam palam doyam yomi bhakta prayachati. So even beggar also can offer something to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So anyway, water we are drinking every day. Before drinking, we can just put on tulsi leaf and we can offer to the Supreme Lord. And then with love and devotion, Krishna will accept as a offering. So anyway, everybody will drink a water. Then Krishna says, pushpam, the flower. And the flower, even if it is a, the nature is so wonderful, flowers are easily available on the road also. We can just pluck some flower and we can offer to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. This also, it is not very difficult. Then Krishna says, leaf, tulsi leaves. Tulsi leaves also very, very easily available everywhere. Or we can put on a small plant in our house and it will grow very nicely. We can offer to the Supreme Lord with love and devotion. Then fruits, Krishna says, fruits. Fruits also, anyway, we are taking fruits. That before we take, we just put on tulsi leaves and we can offer to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Then Krishna will be very, very pleased. This is the devotion. It's a very, very simple devotion. Only main thing is that bhakti is required. He is not looking for anything. Even though we may offer so many things to the Supreme Lord, and he is not looking what you are keeping in front of him for the offering. He just look at our heart. Straight away he will look at our heart. Heart and what we are thinking. Our heart is with a bhakti, with a devotion. When we offer, Krishna will definitely accept it. That's why he is not actually demanding anything, but he is only expecting a bhakti. That's why in this shloka, Krishna used bhakti two times. By simple offering, we can get an enormous amount of bliss. So just by simply offering every day, the intelligent man can, it is a very, very simple step. Water, we can offer it every day to the Supreme Lord. Even it is mentioned that when we offer water to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, all our ancestors, if somebody is by mistake, if he is suffering in a hellish planet, and he will get the water. He will get the water. So in this way, just by offering small things to the Supreme Lord, then we can become very, very blissful in our life. So sometimes when we see, there are many rich people are there. There are really many rich people are there. They are actually very, very proud of their wealth. So what they will do, they will purchase some diamond or gold. Then with a very, very proud, they will be come to the temple with a head weight. They will come with a proud and then they will say, offer it to the Lord. In this way, they will show the advertisement everywhere. You see, I am offering this one to the Krishna. So in this way, some people, they will offer with a proud. But Krishna will never accept their proud. Even the beggar, if one may not having any house, he may be sleeping in the street. And if he offer one small flower, oh Krishna, please kindly accept this. Krishna definitely, he will accept it. Even though one may be very rich, and if he is offering to the Lord with a proud, then he will not accept it because he is not a beggar. Supreme Lord Shri Krishna is actually, he is not a beggar. Lakshmi Sagatsara Sadasam Brahma Sevyamanam Govindamadi Purusham Tamaham Bhajami. Krishna says, Brahmaji says, thousands and thousands of Lakshmi, they are standing in a queue to serve the Supreme Lord. So Krishna is a Lakshmi Pati, he is not actually a beggar. So just like for example, there are many Babajis are there cheating. They will take money, then they will cheat the people. And Krishna is not that kind of God. He is not actually cheater. He is expecting some Babaji. They will say there are many people in India. This is a Babaji. They are actually the catch only the wealthy people. They will not, if you tell them, Babaji, Maharaj, can you please teach something to this poor man? And he will not teach. There are some kind of people are there like this. They need only very rich people. When they get the rich people as their student, as their disciple, then what will happen? We get more money. This Babaji will get more money. So Krishna is not that kind of God. Because he is having everything. He don't need anything. Just like, for example, if we have a girlfriend or boyfriend, what we'll do? And we'll ask the girlfriend, what do you like it? What can I offer to you? We will ask. Our girl will ask the boy, you know, what do you like? What can I offer to you? So in this way, we will ask before offering. So similarly, the devotees of the Lord, they ask to the Supreme Lord, oh my Lord, what can I offer to you? Krishna says here, patram pushpam palam doyam yome bhakta priyachati. If you are a real devotee, we should offer what Krishna likes. If you are a real lover, we should offer what the girlfriend is like it, or what boyfriend is like it. That is the real love. So similarly, if a devotee means, we should offer what Krishna likes. And Krishna don't like this meat, fish, egg. We should never offer this to Supreme Personality of Godhead, Shri Krishna. He never likes and he never approved anywhere in the Shastra. And he will run away. When we keep in these items to the Supreme Lord, and he will run away. Even by mistake also, we should not keep meat or fish or egg, onion and garlic. Many times people ask, why these Vaishnavas, the devotees of the Lord, they are not taking onion and garlic? Because Krishna don't like onion garlic. Why he don't like? Because the onion and garlic, generally it is mentioned it will be in Tamoguna. So that's why we don't take onion and garlic, because Krishna is not asking. So we are offering only whatever Krishna is asking. So vegetables is there, dal is there, rice items are there. Very wonderfully we can cook with the love and devotion, and we can offer to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Then we can take it as a prasadam. Once we take it as a prasadam, Krishna says, explained in 3rd chapter, shloka number 13, and whoever, after cooking, offer to the Supreme Lord and taking, and he is taking a prasadam, and he is released from all kinds of sin. Many times people ask, okay, fine, and we are killing the animals. Why, you are also, you know, uprooting the carrot, and you are also killing. So how come you are saying there is no sin in vegetarian? So that's why Krishna says whether one is a vegetarian or non-vegetarian, the sin is there. Because we are also killing some amount, even just we are uprooting the carrot. So there are some amount of, very negligible amount of sin is there, that sin will come to us. That's why Krishna says, if somebody offered to the Supreme Lord, then he will be released from all kinds of sinful activities. So we should actually, after cooking, we can just, this is a very easy process. After cooking, we can keep it in a plate and put tulsi leaf and offer to the Supreme Lord. This is very easy. So when we eat prasadam, then what will happen? Our body will be purified, then mind will be purified, the intelligent will be purified. Once the intelligent, mind, body, everything is purified, then we will get a clear thinking. Now many people, they don't have a clear thinking, because the intelligent, mind, body, everything is contaminated. Once this is contaminated, then this we will think like a dull-minded. So when we offer to the Lord and take it as a prasadam, then our mind, intelligent, body, everything will be cleaned, and we will get a clear thinking, and we will know, we will come to know what to do, what not to do. So one may ask another question, okay, we are Krishna deity is there, murti is there, and we are offering, we are keeping the food in front of him in a plate and putting tulsi leaves and everything. Sometime in front of picture we are offering, sometime we are in front of the deity vigraha we are offering. Did really Krishna is eating? This question may be asked. Really Krishna is eating? How we will come to know that Krishna is eating? Whatever I kept, the quantity, it is remain as it is. So where is the question? There are many Gnostic people, the atheistic class of people. These people are useless people. They are keeping in front of Krishna, our Lord. And the Lord is not eating. If Lord is eating, we can accept that Lord is eating. And he is not at all eating. And they are keeping simply. Then after some times they are taking, they are telling that Lord is taken. How we will believe? So in this way, the atheistic people or even maybe ordinary people also will think that how Lord is eating. It is explained in Brahma Samhita. Angan yasa sakalendra vratti mante vashanti panti kalayanti siram jagantim ananda chinmaya sadujvala vigrahasya govindamadi purusham tamaham bhajami. Lord Brahma says that Krishna is an absolute. Absolute means perfect. Complete, Purnam, Om Purnam, Purnamadam. Even if you, for example, if you have 10 rupees, if you take it out 1 rupees, what will happen? We will have a 9 only. But when we speak about Krishna, it is absolute means, when we have a 100 rupees, when you take it 10 rupees, it will be remain 100 only. So that is actually absolute. Just like for example, when there is a Akshaya Patra is there. When Akshaya Patra is there, whatever you take it out, it will remain full. Whatever you take it out, it will remain full. So similarly, Krishna is absolute. Krishna senses is not like our own senses. Angani yasya sakalendriya vrittimanti. Angani yasya means all the senses will perform all the activities. So that is the greatness of the God. That is the greatness of the Krishna. So ankani yasya sakalendriya vrittimanti means by eyes he can eat it. By eyes he can eat it. By the nose also he can eat it. By ear also he can eat it. That is the greatness of the God. One may ask, how we can eat? By the eyes. So that is the nature of the Supreme Lord. He will eat through the eyes. It is actually, he can do anything and everything. That is almighty Supreme Personality of Godhead. Now we are actually, Krishna is just actually looking at the prasadam and he is actually blessing. And he is accepting it. If he is actually eating, then what will happen? Nobody will offer. Oh my God, I am offering to him. And he is eating everything. Then nobody will offer. My God, I have to extra. It is just like the two people are two members are extra in the family. For example, if you are 5 people, then Radha Krishna is there. Oh, another 2 people are totally. It will become 7 people. Oh, expense will be too much. Now it is a coming cooking bill 10,000. Then if these 2 people are eating, then it will become 12,000, 13,000. The expenses is going up. Why should I offer simply to Krishna? And this way they will think it. So that's why Krishna, being very, very mercifully, is just looking at what we are offering. And by the eyes, he is accepting our offering. So that's why Brahmaji says, Sankani yassa sakalendra vrittimanti pashyanti panti kalayanti siram jaganti. So it is a very, very easy process and it is a very, very simple process. So as the essence of this shloka is that if somebody offer anything to the Supreme Personality of Godhead other than forbidden items with love and devotion, Krishna definitely, he will accept it. This offering is not, we should not misunderstand that Krishna is actually depending on our offering. He is not at all depending on what we are eating. For example, if you are not eating for 2 days, does not mean that he is actually hungry and he is actually feeling so much hungry when my devotee will offer. It is not like that. Because of our own benefit, we are offering to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. When we offer to the Supreme Lord and we take it as a prasadam, then we will be released from all kinds of sin. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, thank you all very much. Your humble servant, Rasika Govinda Das, Jagat Guru Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai Hari Om Tassat.